This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Okay, this is when I read your texts. We get these all morning long. 800-400-3697 is our text number. Earlier in the news, I did a story about a dad and son that recreated a picture
from
the boy's childhood as a baby. Very cute picture.
Very cute.
Of baby with dad in the bath.
Yeah, dad's laying down on his back and the baby's kind of straddling him. Looks like maybe a 1 year old, and he's looking over his shoulder like, fun. It's super less. It's so weird that they did it.
As grown ups, when they recreated it, it's crunchy at best.
How nice that that's their family dynamic, though, that they can do that.
And when I did the story, I mentioned to you that if you can look this up on Google, the photo recreate, and you'll see tons of them. Yeah. Here's one for you. As you tried to defend the young man and his dad, I wonder if you can defend this one,
all
too.
Right. Is this a before and after?
This is a before and after. This is a brother. It looks like a brother and sister.
Yeah.
When they were just little kids with their shirts off,
there
hugging.
There she is in a diaper, and she's about maybe 1.5, and he's like 4. Mm-hmm. And he's holding on to her, and she's naked.
From behind.
Yeah, and he's got his hands across her chest.
Right.
And now she's a fully blossomed woman. Looks about 20.
He has handful of boob there.
He does have
handfuls of sister
boob.
He's
holding them up with his arm, and his hand is right over it. It's
wrong. Is what it is. It's super wrong, and I
and
can't.
Even the looks on their faces are kind of creepy.
What's like the look? Trying to redo the kid photos, right?
He's got like this. Hey, look what I got.
I got.
She's all.
Dude, you got sister boob in your hands. Come on.
It is very strange that they would choose to do that.
Indefensible, right?
Yeah, you know, hey, whatever.
Hey.
Hey.
People can do whatever they want. But yes, it is going to, you know, bring up some questions. Like, it's the moments before and after the photo are taken that are really key. And we don't get to see those.
What?
Like, does she come slinking up to him, or is she, like, horrified and embarrassed?
Well,
and afterward,
either
do they
way,
just laugh and she quickly puts her top
and
on?
If you're embarrassed, wouldn't you think, like, you know what? We don't have to do this. This isn't our job. No one needs this picture. Mm.
No one's got a gun to our heads.
Right. We just should not do this. You know what? If it feels wrong,
probably is
wrong. It's a good indicator.
Right? Mm. That was a text, by the way. Someone sent that to us.
I know, and I can't get the picture off the text machine. Like, once in a while, there'll be a picture that someone says. I don't know how they embed it or send it, but I can't get it off. It just rolls. It just stays there at the top.
And you can't stop looking at it.
Yeah, and I've been seeing it for
Lucky
an hour
you.
Now. Yeah. Well, she's beautiful.
He looks kind of creepy.
Yeah.
646 writes, Met Gala theme this year was Ri Kawakubo, the designer from Comme des Garçons. Garçon.
What?
Huh? I know.
What the heck did you just say?
And Katy Perry was wearing Mason Martin Margiela.
What's the
oh,
theme
no, that's
again?
How they said in the
Say
in
the theme
story.
So I can look it up.
They said it was that.
The theme this year was Ri Kawakubo.
How do you spell Kawakubo?
Spell it out. Just sound it out.
Kawa, like Kawasaki, and then Kubo, K-U-B-O.
K-U-B-O.
One word.
Oh, it's a chick.
Yeah, she's a fashion designer
chick.
From Japan.
Born
yeah.
in 42.
Designer for Comme des Comme.
What?
I don't know.
She dead?
No, I don't think she is.
Oh. She's 74.
Oh.
Did you guys see the bathroom selfie that all the celebrities took at the Met Gala?
No.
I did not.
Is it cute?
I don't know.
Who's
I
in
didn't
it?
See it.
Oh.
That's all they asked.
Nope, I didn't see it.
Sometimes it's just a quickie. Just a quick, like, here's 707. OMG, Vinny's laugh.
Star-studded. Look at that.
Oh, it's the Kardashians.
Oh, it's there.
It's the Kardashians in the bathroom. Yep.
Boy, it's a co-ed bathroom, I guess.
Diddy
huh?
in there, too.
Diddy? Oh, yeah, that is Diddy.
Yeah, right
he's
there.
In there. Mm-hmm. People are upset that she did that.
Why are they upset?
Because there's supposed to be, there's a no selfie rule.
In the bathroom?
No, there's a no selfie rule at the Met Gala.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's 650
says, yeah, it is an ussie.
Oh, God, they're such posers.
J-Lo all looks right. hot as heck.
Yeah, she looks beautiful. Very demure almost, like showing no skin.
Tom Brady's baby mama is Bridget Moynihan, and she was not at the Met Gala
so
last night.
So Michelle Moynihan was there, but she's not to be confused with Tom Brady's ex. Oh,
did yeah. Hooman just say Michelle Moynihan, or did he mean Bridget?
He probably meant Bridget, but that's not who was at the Met.
That's right.
Look,
sorry,
Hooman knows Tom way back.
Yeah.
If he says it's Bridget or Michelle.
Are they sisters?
Or whatever he says, just go with it.
Just don't worry too much.
He used to tape the guy's ankles for crying out loud. You don't think he knows?
<ankles. laughs>
Yeah, he taught him how to tape ankles and taped his ankles.
They were in locker rooms together going way back.
You ever see him naked changing?
He was a freshman. No, he didn't play.
You
on
don't
the,
know the shape?
He didn't play.
Shape?
He didn't play on the varsity football team when I was there. I was. Hey, I don't think they're sisters. I'm looking them.
It's
up.
Okay.
Just Bridget, Michelle.
Monahan's a fairly kick.
Oh, they spell their names completely different too. Look at that.
All right.
Well, that's a biblical reference. New World Order gimmick. Perry's outfit. They say. What's it say across her face?
Witness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know they had side mirrors in biblical times, but
it's an F because it's Madonna. On some young hottie, it might look good, says 510 of Madonna's outfit.
She just, it's, I don't know, just whatever. But look, they're all just trying to break the fashion mold at the Met Gala, whatever it's called.
The what gala? What the hell are we talking about here,
says 510. They do it every year. It's the big deal. Remember when Kim Kardashian was pregnant with her and Kanye's first baby and she wore the couch? It's like that.
Oh, right.
If you were invited.
No, I would never go to that.
You wouldn't go to that. Oh,
hell yeah, I'd go. Why wouldn't you go?
That is
God,
so,
you are so
the
lazy.
Opposite of my scene.
Well, what happens when you go there, Hooman? Is there like a.
Well,
music
that's
show,
listen.
Or,
let's not forget
or
what happened
goes
there.
And has,
let's
yeah,
not
what
forget,
does happen?
Let's
they
not forget
drink?
What happened there
champagne
last year.
From flutes?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
It's just red. It's just a red carpet,
and
it's
you
over.
Walk out the
you
back.
Walk back to your car.
Last year, I'm so sorry. Your memories are so bad.
It
really
are.
Hurts.
Yeah.
That's where Taylor met her ex-boyfriend,
Calvin Harris.
Tom.
Wow. Oh, Tom Hiddleston. Yeah. That's right. She was still dating Calvin at the time,
important
wasn't she?
Important things happen there. Please don't dismiss it. Don't make that face.
Yuzi, it's funny that you're fanning yourself, because didn't Gwyneth Paltrow say she never wanted to go to another one again?
And she
because
went.
Yeah, because she's like, it's hot. It's stupid. I hate it.
Yeah.
And yet there she is in a dumb dress. Dumb
no, you got to be seen.
And walk out the back. Yeah. And Vinny's right.
Exactly.
I guess.
Be seen going in. Don't be seen leaving.
Mm-hmm.
It's called pulling a Vinny.
We've all mastered it.
Sorry I'm late. I
Thank
didn't want to come.
You know it's a fundraiser for the Metropolitan Museum.
Yes.
Right?
I did know that.
It kicks off the opening of the annual exhibit, the costume exhibit.
Ah.
And then it says what happens there is a secret.
Oh, so there's something that
oh
happens.
God.
That we don't know about?
I'm definitely
dumb.
Not going
so
next year.
So nothing's happening
it.
In there. Yeah, it's a secret because they don't want you to know, but it
How
sucks.
How boring it is.
And they just walk down the red carpet
the rules,
trying to get photographed and talked about the next day.
The rules were established by Anna Wintour.
She's amazing.
I cannot believe Sarah's oldest son is graduating from high school, says 510. I started listening to Alice when I had just graduated from high school, and now I'm 40.
Oh.
Old.
God.
Where does the time go?
Away. Fast. It's crazy. Oh, my God. My heart just skipped a beat when you started playing that.
Oh.
Riley, I'm so proud of you.
Is this the wedding song?
No, this
no,
is
this pomp, graduation
and,
song.
Pomp and Circumstance. Is that the name of this?
I don't
graduation.
Know. I titled it the graduation song.
Do you guys want to hear more about what happened at the Met Gala?
Nah.
No. It's okay.
Rihanna performed in 2015. Weeknd performed in 2016.
Oh, so people... So it's like a, just a party is all it is. Do they do an auction? If it's a fundraiser.
Sure, there's a silent auction. But nobody has room for their purses
silent
and wallets.
Silent but deadly.
What? Talking about farts?
Huh?
You farting in there?
What?
Silent but deadly.
He said silent auction.
Okay.
All right.
I love my dad more than anything, but I'd never teabag his chest for any reason, says 707.
That is, I just didn't realize it was going to be quite so graphic.
I know.
Yeah, it's wrong. It's wrong, guy.
You know, it's not wrong. People get to do whatever they want.
Guy on guy, girl on guy, mom on daughter,
yeah,
whatever.
Relatives should not be in the
tub
in that way.
What's worse, grabbing your sister's boob or teabagging dad's chest?
They're, they're pretty both bad.
Pick it. Which one?
I can't.
Oh, I can.
I can,
is
too.
Is it the teabag in the
dad? Oh, my God. I'm not climbing on my dad. My
dad
would be...
that is way worse.
I couldn't be, and especially...
way worse.
No. No way.
Oh, both of them are sickening.
Yeah, no, definitely the dad is a thousand times
incest worse. In photography is never a good thing.
There's heart. Hold on, let me get my foot in here. Hold on.
Yeah, there's a whole adjustment period.
You're slipping. I'm slipping. Hold on.
And then there's a mom standing there going, no, a little to the left. Let's get you set up here, kid.
No.
You think
no.
the 3-second rule works on the teabag part?
Nope.
Once it touches, rule, that's over.
Hey, any word from Gretchen? What,
no.
Where is she? Poor thing. Is she...
Happy 10th birthday to Torino.
Torino? Oh,
happy 10th birthday.
Oh, there was another earlier text. Happy birthday to my husband, Rolando.
Oh, Rolando.
Just remember
happy
that
birthday
name.
To Toretto.
Torino.
650 says, my brother died in Mazatlan on his senior trip.
Oh, no.
And died in a motorcycle accident. Be careful. Yeah. It's actually, I mean, I'm joking kind of when I say Mazatlan senior trip.
Yeah.
It's an absolute nightmare. Like,
no,
it's
he
chaos.
He hasn't said he
we
wants
were
to go there.
Drunk the whole time. There wasn't even food to eat. The people who ate got sick.
Sounds great.
I mean, I'm sure it's different now. It's lot of years later. But even the people who were like, they did this thing where what is that? Parasailing? Where the boat takes off.
Yeah.
And you're tied to the boat and it takes you up.
Yes.
They didn't really know how to get people back to the beach. And watching that thing almost hit the side of the El Cid as the parachute's like...
What's the El Cid? Is that a...
That's the name of the hotel that we stayed at where you were on the beach and they just take these people out with parachutes and then bringing them back. There they are trying to bring the person.
Oh my God.
You're just all... Oh my God, that was so close. Sketchy. They know how to get them up. I don't know how to get them down.
What goes up must come down.
Nurses are hot for sure. Bonnie, I heard they do all the stuff. Yeah, nurses would probably, I think.
Well, I've seen it all. Why wouldn't they do it all?
Be, you know, helpful.
Nice work, nurses. Every nurse out there is going, ugh.
No, they're not. They're like, yeah, I do. Can you just see Sarah at the Derby with all the ladies in their fancy dresses and outrageous hats while she wears baggy jeans, sweatshirt with a hoodie and a baseball cap? Don't forget
that. I got my hat on.
The readers.
Yeah, my
hanging
readers.
Hanging off her neck.
So I can read the program to make my bets. I'm serious about my betting.
You and I have a bet coming up this weekend.
Don't forget. I don't know anything about a bet.
We bet $1 about Marie Le Pen. Whether or not she's going to be president.
Oh, that's on Sunday, huh?
Yeah. Well, you bet that she would be?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep that dollar bet. I'll buy your coffee on Monday.
Thanks.
Hooman moans like a creepy guy in the corner of a porn theater.
Mm.
I don't even know. I mean,
what are you doing in a porn theater that you know what the creepy guy in the corner sounds like? Are you sure you're not the creepy guy in the corner?
Mm.
Ew.
Mm-mm.
Bring back Dr. Evil.
Why do you want me to talk today? I have nothing to say.
I miss you, is all. I'm always happy to hear from you.
Are you?
Where's Gretchen, Dr. Evil?
Well, it's hard for me to say bad things about her right now. She was so good.
Oh, you loved her so much in the Liam Makeham role.
Liam, that fool.
925 says, OMG, someone get Hooman laid.
I know. Hooman, you should get Aww. Laid. Hey, don't you think it's time? Don't you think you've earned?
Isn't it time?
Yeah, I think it might actually be time.
It's hard, you know. It's, you gotta find
What's
the right.
Hard?
You gotta find
really?
The right person.
Is it hard?
You don't want to mislead anyone. People get, you know, attached very quickly, and then you gotta rip up a paper in their face and slam the door.
So do it.
Don't bring me into your nonsense, pal. I got no part in your nonsense. Leave me out of this.
Well, you read that email, so I had to.
All right, we'll break and see what's up with Gretchen.
I don't know what's going on with Gretchen. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. She's finally here. I guess we'll get a traffic report now from Gretchen.
It was solid, man, the whole way here. It's crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Took you an hour and a half to get here?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How's it look northbound?
Fine.
What about my
life? You're safe. You're safe. What about me?
All right, great. Sorry to hear about that. How's it going to affect me?
Oh, yeah. Won't affect you.
You have some gardening to do, correct?
I do. I have some stuff to do today. All right, let's see. Vinny, you drew first blood this week.
Yeah, I did.
So it's 1-0 for the week. Today's topic is...
Are we out of the sports and leisure yet?
No, we're
Yesterday
still
Yesterday was not sports.
And neither is today.
Leisure. I didn't like it.
Shopping is today's topic.
Okay.
In fact, yesterday, you should have won yesterday.
I know. I don't know what happened there. I don't.
You lost.
I lost. Yeah.
Well, today's topic is shopping. We'll see how you do.
Okay.
There's nothing about car washes on here. I already checked.
Oh, I might not do very well then.
Which store? Known for its giant furniture warehouses.
IKEA.
IKEA is correct. Sold 150 million Swedish meatballs in 2013. A mall in which country was the largest in the world when it opened in Guangdong province in 2005?
China.
China is correct. The new South China Mall is called a dead mall because so few people go to it. It's the largest in the world.
And no one
and
goes
no one
to
goes.
It.
Had
a,
it opened in 05 and had a handful of actual stores in it by 2013.
Oopsie.
Whoops. You'd think a mall in China would be a slam dunk. What in-store transgression cost retailers more than $34 billion? Yep, shoplifting is correct. $34 billion in 2011. What popular TV and online retail conglomerate attributed 43% of its...
QVC.
QVC is correct. 2-2. Online shopping in 2013.
Oh, man.
In 2013, nearly one-third of all online traffic came from smartphones. And what other... this is multiple choice. And what other tech device? Computers, tablets, or smartwatches?
Tablets.
Tablets is correct. 3-2. In fiscal 2012, which retailer was bigger than Home Depot, Kroger, Target, Sears, Costco,
Amazon,
and Kmart combined?
Walmart.
Walmart is correct. We're tied 3-3.
God. Mm.
Going to our tiebreaker. Tiebreaker card is hockey.
Oh,
question
God.
3 from this particular tiebreaker.
Hockey
card.
Is not my thing, man, so you've got a good chance at this.
And quite frankly, this has nothing to do with hockey. This is multiple choice. Which frozen treats were fans really munching in a 2012 puck-eating contest for playoff tickets in Arizona? Ho-hos, ding-dongs.
Ding-dongs.
Ding-dongs is correct, and Vinny just won the game. 2-0 for the week. Gretchen, how do you feel?
I do not feel good, Sarah. That was I came all this way in that traffic for this.
That is correct.
Oh, boy. All right.
Well, I'm sorry to say you're today's loser. Vinny, congratulations on your big win. Yeah.
Thank you
El
so
Campeon
much.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
The, get out the of week, too.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
This is my victory.
Yeah, that's cute.
Good.
I like it.
Thank you so much, everyone. Have a good one.
What's going up on your show?
A chance at $1,000 at 10:05.
All right, see you tomorrow on Hump Day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.